scalping flowers on the wall. That don't bother me at all.
We present Linda Smith's A Brief History of Time Wasting.
Another day among the familiar sights of old East London. The traditional cheap phone call shops offering such bargain rates on long distance calls, you curse your luck for not knowing anyone in Lagos or Accra. The exotic Cockney foodstuffs from stir-fried saveloys to halal Dixieland chicken. And above it all, the light atop Canary Wharf winking like a raffish uncle at Christmas.
And next on Radio 4, All in the Mind with Dr. Raj Pasot, followed by the news and shipping forecast read by Dr. Raj Pasot. Later in our serial, War and Peace, the part of Natasha is played by Dr. Raj Pasot. Other parts are played by Dr. Raj Pasot.
Well, I wonder how my living builder is getting on with my Italian sunken garden.
Oh, morning, Linda, love. Do you know, in a couple more hours, I'll have your garden lower than the share price of rail track.
Fancy a cuppa?
Oh, I do, but you've run out of sugar yet again.
You can have some cereal. I've got sugar puffs.
Sugar? Cut with puffs? Are you trying to kill me? What are you up to today, then?
Well, today, Chris, I'm going to attend to my Franklin Mint limited edition hand-finished Songbirds of Britain collection.
Lovely.
Where's that masking tape? I'll mend the Skylark.
I thought you smashed that Skylark because of its dwindling numbers.
Yeah, I did, but due to closed footpaths during foot and mouth and the lack of grazing animals, they're breeding again on sites where they haven't been seen for years. It's a full-time job keeping this collection up to date.
Anyway, I must get on. Oh, wouldn't you just know it?
Oh, not the gas main.
Maddening, isn't it? Of course... I bet if I were looking for the gas main, I wouldn't find it. Lend us your masking tape, would you, Linda? That should hold it for the time being. You'd better call the gas board.
Gas board? The last time they supplied my gas, Roy Hattersley was right wing.
Well, of course, deregulation. Well, who supplies it now, then?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. I've lost track. There have been so many of them at the door with their tempting offers and dishonest sales techniques. I can't remember the last one I said yes to. Or even the last one I said I'll think about it to, which apparently these days is a legally binding contract.
Here I know. I can recover that memory for you. I can do past services suppliers regression.
You can put me in a trance.
No, you're always in a trance, you dozy cow. I can bring you out of it briefly so that you can remember things.
Oh, go on then.
Now, just watch my plumb line... swinging to and fro. You are feeling less sleepy, less sleepy, less sleepy. You're increasingly alert, not your usual dozy self.
Yeah, thank you. That'll do. I remember now. Now, first of all, it was Eastern Energy, then Southern Electricity, then, oh, yes, Seaboard, then the Eastern Seaboard.
And after Matrix Churchill?
There was Gloria Honeyford. Oh, she can sell anything from adjustable beds to loan sharks. Then next, it was the Ilfracombe Tourist Information Centre, followed by a brief heady period when all my essential services were supplied by Matthew Corbett and Sooty. Oh, if you phoned them with a billing inquiry, what a palaver. You'd either get total silence at the end of the line from Sooty, or, oh, they are naughty, aren't they, Sooty? They've not paid their bill. From Matthew, if you got sweep, it was, what's that sweep? You want my account number? Oh. And worst of all, there was Sue with her simpering voice, like talking to a glove puppet of Felicity Kendall.
So can you remember who it is now?
Yes, it all comes back to me now. My gas supplier is currently the English National Opera.
Oh, that's right. I remember them coming to the door. They said if we didn't let them supply our gas, they'd show their lighter side by releasing a CD of contemporary popular music, all ruined by being sung in stupid bloody operatic voices.
Oh, yeah. I hate it when they do that. Because after all, you're my wonderwall. Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Oh,
oh God.
Oh, shush. Ooh, shush, oh, is the phone. Who is it?
Hello?
Oh.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh, it's Betty. I'm her neighbour on one side and Death's her neighbour on the other. Hello, Betty.
Oh, that's right. Leave me hanging on here with my bones crumbling like my sister Marjorie's dried out fruitcake. You'll have to come round.
Well, it's a bit tricky at this end.
It's a bit tricky at this end, actually. I got that television programme coming round, see? You know, where they do up your garden and it's a surprise. Oh, what's it called? That gardener's in it, the one with no bra.
Alan Titchmarsh.
That's the one, Ground Force, that's it.
But you're not supposed to know about it, are you?
Of course not. Your family's supposed to do it. But since I'm an only child, apart from my sister Marjorie, I had to do it myself. I pretended to be my granddaughter Linda.
Oh, yes.
Which means you'll have to...
I think I know what it means, Betty. I'll be round in a minute.
Thanking you. Goodbye.
Oh, brilliant. Now I've got to hang around at Betty's all day while Alan Titchmarsh and his mates turn her perfectly nice garden into a gravel pit. Chris, you'll have to listen out for the English National Opera.
No, sorry, I can't. I've got to go out.
What?
Yes, I've got group therapy. It's a special workshop for builders. It's called Closure. It examines the builder's pathological fear of ever finishing a job. It should be very challenging. It's run by Dr. Raj Basau.
Unlike the good doctor, I cannot be in several places at once. How am I supposed to supervise Alan Titchmarsh's sham panic about the time round at Betty's and be at home to answer the door to the English National Opera's Corgi Register gas fitter?
Well, you and Betty could run a piece of string between your knockers. And... So a caller to our house also knocks at Betty's.
Oh.
See. Oh, by the way, you haven't forgotten the curtain woman, have you?
Curtain woman? I've never heard of curtain woman. Is she one of the frumpier Batman villains?
Yeah. Suffering Pelmets, Batman, it's curtain woman.
She's just a curtain woman with curtains on her mind. Beware the curtain woman, she's gonna make you some blinds.
Actually, no, she's much scarier than that. She's the lady from How's It Hanging, the new soft furnishing shop. She's coming to measure up for curtains. You arranged an appointment, remember?
Oh, yeah. Flipping Ground Force. I hate these makeover programmes. What's this mania people have these days for endlessly remodelling their homes? It's only recent. After the Second World War, people's idea of a makeover was to take down the blackout curtains and elect a Labour government. No wonder kids can't concentrate. They leave their house in the morning and while they're out, their parents get that big ponce round from changing rooms, the one that looks like Margaret Lockwood in The Wicked Lady. By the time the poor kids get home, their perfectly normal semi has been transformed into a Moorish palace.
Come in. Oh, you took your time. They'll be here in a minute. I'd better make myself scarce. I'm off cruising on the Rascal to Epping Forest. I'll be at my sister Marjorie's tonight. I'll phone up from hers, pretending I'm getting home a half hour early, but I won't really. It's just to create dramatic tension and the possibility that Tommy the Builder will punch Titchmarsh's lights out. It's great television when that happens. Right, I'm off.
All right, but rewind that surgical bandage, Betty. I don't want you doing an Isadora Duncan. Well, I suppose I better go and just... Oh, no one at Betty's. I better nip home. Oh, no, don't go. Are you the gas fitter?
Household insulation, madam. I'm here to sign you up for your special discount, available for a limited time only.
Household insulation? Would that be double glazing?
Some call it by that name, yes.
Is it double glazing?
Yes, it is. But it's specially discounted for a limited time only.
How limited?
Well, it's strictly limited to, well, eternity, really.
I see. It's an attractive offer, but I'm afraid I don't like double glazing.
I'm sorry. For a minute there, I thought you said that you don't like double glazing.
I did. I don't.
Don't like double glazing? Are you sure about that? Everybody likes double glazing. I mean, you might not want it because you've got it already or you can't afford it, but not to like it.
Sorry.
I've never met anyone who didn't like double glazing. A house without double glazing? Well, it's like the Beatles without Yoko. Isn't your house really drafty?
As it is a bit, I don't mind, though.
Well, I've heard it all now. Good day, madam. You'll catch your death, you will!
Oh, just in time. Here they are.
Hello, this is Ground First with Tom Paulin.
Tom Paulin?
And I'm here in East London with my chums, Tony Persons, the working class one, and of course the wild-haired braless one herself, Germaine Greer. And we've got just one weekend to deconstruct Betty's garden. I've drawn up a plan, taking as my inspiration the work of the Delft School, with particular reference to Vermeer. Germaine will be constructing a water feature.
No, I won't.
Based on Vermeer's extraordinarily moving painting of a house made with water jug.
I absolutely disagree with everyone.
So, wish us luck, everyone. Oh, God. This is awful. I hate it. This is terrible. I can't stand Ground Force.
Well, why are you doing this?
Have you ever compared the viewing figures for Ground Force and Newsnight's Late Review?
I think you know I haven't.
Well, Greg Dyke has. Now Alan, Tommy and Charlie are doing Late Review to boost the audience, and we're doing this to enhance our profile. You're the granddaughter. You sound different.
Oh, yes, on the phone I sound older and Welsher.
We'd better get on with it. Oh, shite, I hate that music. It's awful. I hate it.
Just a minute, Tom. Hello?
It's me.
Chris, how's your workshop going?
Oh, it's fantastic. All kinds of theories have popped up to explain the classic builder's half-finished job. Everything from reluctance to end the relationship with a client to alien abduction. Anyway, Raj Vasos just nipped out to write a newspaper article, so I thought I'd just phone for a chat.
Oh, sorry, Chris. Door. I'll call back.
OK.
This had better be the English National... Oh, no.
Look, I just need to understand this. Have I got this right? You don't like double glazing?
Well, yeah, that's pretty much the situation. I'm sorry.
I suppose I just didn't want to believe it.
You need to move on from this now.
I know.
Look, you're a good salesman. It's not you, it's me. I've got to go now, OK?
Yeah, go. I'll be fine.
Take care. Oh, dear. Yes?
Hello, madam. I'm a con man.
I beg your pardon?
I'm a con artist, a trickster, a scam merchant. Call it what you will, but the gist of it is, I call at your door, get you talking, con me way in, steal cash and valuables. Here's me ID, registered con man, number 6399.
Oh, you better come in then. So what were you thinking of stealing? I've got an increasingly valuable limited edition Franklin Mint set of porcelain songbirds. Here, hold on a minute. What's that in your hand?
Nothing. What?
Give me that. I thought as much. Contracts to supply gas. What a dirty trick, sneaking into people's houses, pretending to be a thief. When really you want to sign them up to your company for their essential services. You're not a con man, you're a gas man.
I'm off.
You have got to be so careful these days. Right, I'm going to see how Tom Paulin and his chums are getting on. I'll leave a note on the door for the English National Opera. Also, for the curtain woman. Dear curtain woman, pull yourself together and call next door. Pull yourself together. I must remember to tell Chris that one. Oh, dear.
For pity's sake, who's that? Oh, it's you. I keep hearing a knock at the door and then there's no bastard there. It's a Kafkaesque nightmare, or rather it's like Edgar Allan Poe's Telltale Heart.
No, it's more like a bit of string. Just calm down. How's the garden coming on?
Terrible. Germaine's flouncing about in a wet T-shirt, flicking her hair like an Afghan hound in a car wash. Tony Persons keeps going on about tongue and groove. Young people's music, I suppose. How's he going to build a pergola with that? And I'm supposed to be planting out roses.
And?
I can't plant these. Just look at their names. They're awful, utterly mediocre. Peekaboo, Whiskey Mac, Southampton.
Well, I see what you mean. That'd be nice, are they? Disco dancer, champagne cocktail, drummer boy. Phew, sound more like racing greyhounds. Tell you what, Tom. Why don't you think up some better, more poetic names for these roses, and I'll just go and... Hello? Oh, I don't know why. I suppose I just prefer sash windows. I wish I had answers for you. Look, it's not as if I ever led you on, is it? Now, look, what is the point of going over and over this? I'm hanging up now. Goodbye. Gordon Jackson. I've got nothing more to say to you. It's finished.
What's going on? Are you seeing another builder? It'll never match my quotes.
Oh, no. Oh, Chris, I'm still waiting for the ENO to fix that gas pipe.
Well, it will be a soppy day. You ain't called them yet. You said I must call them, and then you didn't.
Oh, you're right.
Anyway, Raj has just nipped off to host a phone-in with Richard and Judy, so I just called to tell you about this exciting new theory of unfinished job syndrome. Apparently, the latest thinking is that the builder believes they're finished, but this is an hallucination brought about by their vast intake of sugar throughout the day.
Oh. That's fascinating, but I can't chat now, Chris. Bye.
Thank you for calling the English National Opera Emergency Helpline. You are being held in a queue.
Oh, this music is torture. I can't stand Andrew Lloyd Webber. Webber? Weber? He sounds a bit like another composer.
Hello. How can I help you? My name is Maria. Maria! 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 And suddenly...
Shut up! God, there's no standing charges with this lot, but you're paying other ways. My gas main's been severed. Send a fit around, please, Maria. My account number is 1739 Figaro, Figaro, Figaro. Oh, you people never give up. Who's this?
Hello, I'm the curtain woman.
Well, that was quick.
Yes, well, I would have been round even quicker if it wasn't for your hilarious joke. Pull yourself together, side-splitting. I may have to form a pressure group, save our sides. Right, there's a saying in soft furnishings, you can't make curtains without measuring up.
Oh, you've got one of those sonic measures. Give us a go.
Ah, so you want to be a Jedi.
Oh, give me that.
The force is strong in this one.
Now, pick a fabric. Do you want chintz, draylon, linen, velvet, damask, silk, brocade or waffle weave?
Oh, well, I don't know.
If silk, I've got raw, shot, watered or jacquard. Plain, patterned, self-patterned or devoré.
I don't know. I just want something to go with the furniture.
Oh, may I suggest a migraine? Do you want these curtains thermal lined?
I don't know. Do curtains feel the cold? I suppose they are in a draft.
Do you want them weighted at the bottom?
Weighted at the bottom? I don't want to use them to wrap up a body I'm dumping in the Thames. No thanks.
Hooey, I'm home.
Oh, Chris, thank goodness. This is the curtain woman.
What's she like?
Terrifying. Like Anne Robinson with toothache.
Finials.
What?
You need finials.
Do I?
Yes. Otherwise, every time you open the curtains, they shoot off the end of the rail and go flying about the room like ectoplasm at a seance.
I'd say more like Anne Robinson with piles, honestly. But I won't let her rain on my parade, Linda. That workshop was marvellous. I've signed up for another one. Builder's bum cleavage, a cry for help. Do you know, I am so invigorated. I've conquered my fear of finishing, and to prove it, I'm going straight outside and I'm going to make you the best damned Italianate sunken garden since Percy Thrower did that one for Blue Peter that was so cruelly vandalised.
Oh, who's this? Oh, thank God, it's Tom and the gang.
Excuse me, aren't you supposed to be helping me with this ground first, Farrago? And I've been working so hard on my poetic rose names. I don't suppose...
Yes, of course, I'd love to hear them.
Right. Mutabilis. Beauty of Glazenwood, Climbing Lady Hillingdon, Hannah Gordon, Felicia, the Emperor du Maroc, repeat flowering, flowering, flowering.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Tom, but all those roses already exist.
Just kill me now.
Pleats.
What?
Pleats. Do you want box pleats, pencil pleats, pinch pleats, tabs, goblet or eyelet?
Box, pencil, pinch. Box, pencil, pinch. I like that. Nice rhythm.
Oh, hello, Linda. Can I stay here tonight?
I thought you were staying at your sister's.
We've fallen out. So touchy she is. All I said was, if she was going to use the same J-cloth for the draining board and the worktops, she might as well keep pigs in the kitchen and wallow about in their filth. I can't go home, see, because of the ground force team.
Shh, Betty, they're here.
What, this lot? No, I've never seen this lot before in my life. Yeah, are you the Irish gardener from Planet Patio? Yeah, the camera really does add 10 pounds.
No, I'm not. And you're not your granddaughter either.
And I'm not her granddaughter either. It's a scam, Tom. Betty wanted to be on Ground Force. Her sister was meant to phone in, but they had a row about how long you should boil cabbage for. Betty said 9 years, her sister said 7. And it all kicked off.
Vegetables are not properly cooked unless they can be safely eaten by someone in a deep coma.
Nets or blinds?
Sorry?
Under the curtains, nets or blinds? If nets, jardiniere, drapes...
Oh, blinds, blinds.
Venetian, Roman or Austrian?
Oh, anything but Austrian. They're horrible, all ruched and crisscrossed like Geoffrey Archer's forehead. What's this through the letterbox? There's something scrawled across it. By hand, I think, unless there's a ransom note font. Here's what you're missing, bitch. You're laughing at me now, but in the winter I will be the one who is laughing. I am strong like aluminium. It's a double glazing brochure.
Pelmets. Hardboiled flounce, swags or frills.
The symmetry, it's laden with eroticism.
Do you want these curtains remote controlled? It's a marvellous effect. The curtains glide regally apart to reveal the outside world. It's like it's your personal cinema screen.
Yeah, with a really boring film showing. A never-ending season of Andy Warhol. Oh, who now?
Good evening, madam. I'm a gas fitter.
You must be the English National Opera.
Yes, the English National Opera, the fourth emergency service.
Oh, I thought that was pet rescue. I'm afraid my builder's hacked through the gas main.
What's that you say? He's sawn through the pipe.
He's sawn through the pipe, he's sawn through the pipe. Oh, what can we do? He's sawn through the pipe.
Oh, it's a disaster. We're all going to die. I will have my revenge on the clumsy builder.
Oh, don't get hysterical.
I'm sorry, madam, it's company policy. We always make a drama out of a crisis. Also, I must warn you, at some point in the proceedings, I will put on a big hat. When I have my big hat on, nobody recognises me. Even though I'm the same bloke that they've just been talking to for the last half an hour. Righty-ho, where's the problem?
He wants to see the pipe, take him to the pipe. I really must beseech you, take him to the pipe.
It's out the back.
What did she say?
She said it's out the back. It's out the back, it's out the back.
That's what I thought she said, it's usually out the back. To see the clumsy builder and the severed pipe.
Oh, Gordon Jackson, these opera singers will drive me up the wall. I know, I'll drown them out with the radio.
the popular media psychiatrist Dr. Raj Pasot has gone raving mad under the pressure of his inhuman workload. The responsibility for the mental health of an entire nation has proved finally too much. It's a terrible blow. Raj is irreplaceable, said fellow psychiatrist Dr. Oliver Sacks, who replaces him.
Chris, are you all right? What's going on?
Well, I think I might have overdone it a bit with the sunken garden. I was so fired up, I was digging and digging. I must have dug through the foundation.
Oh, what? So what you're saying is, I haven't got a sunken garden, I've got a sunken house. And judging by the topsoil and the little velvety faces of moles pressed against the window, the garden, rather than sunk, is in fact slightly raised.
Yes, yeah, and the other thing is that...
Look, we're standing in 3 inches of water!
Our feet
are getting wet!
Well, this might be a good time to raise the subject of fabric care. Now, look, what does this label say?
Dry clean only.
And again, please?
Dry clean only.
Precisely, because you'd be surprised how many people see the words dry clean only and read them as shove this lot in a washing machine whenever the fancy strikes you.
As I was about to say, the sudden and dramatic sinking of the house has severed the main water pipe.
Oh, no! We're all going to drown!
Don't worry, I got something in my bag that will soak up some of this water. My sister Marjorie's fruitcake. It's the driest thing in the world. I'll just drop it in. It's down half an inch already.
I'll measure the depth with my sonic measure.
It's so eerie down here. We can only guess what's going on up above. We're all crammed together in this subterranean hell.
Stop it, you lot. Stop it. I feel like I'm trapped in a musical version of Das Boot.
What a fantastic idea. Das Boot, the musical. That's what we'll do if we ever get out of here.
If I ever get out of here, I'm going to be the poet in residence at the Hosett Hanging Soft Furnishing Shop. And the curtain woman, I have found my Maud gone.
Well, no one's going to get out of here until we call the water board.
The water board haven't supplied my water since...
Well, who does then?
Well, I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, watch the plumb line. You are feeling less sleepy, less sleepy, less sleepy.
Well, first it was Yorkshire Water, then the United Arab Emirates, then the Gobi Desert District Council, then I think don't Adnan Khashoggi, but that may be...
I've nothing to do.
Linda Smith's A Brief History of Time Wasting starred Linda Smith with Jeremy Hardy, Hattie Heyridge, Martin Hyder, Margaret John and Chris Neal. The script was written by Linda Smith and the producer was Lucy Armitage.